Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Something just happened in the heart of America's most liberal city that's sending shockwaves through every Democrat strategist watching. Yesterday wasn't just the biggest tennis match in the world. It was the moment Democrats realize that they've lost more than they could have ever imagined in their worst nightmares. Stick with me to the very end of this video because we're going to see precisely how something huge just happened over the weekend that promises to reverberate in a way that will change our nation forever. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat every day on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Yesterday was the men's finals at the U.S. Open, but the world wasn't watching just tennis. They were witnessing a political miracle. President Trump announced earlier in the day that he would be attending the match, and here was the crowd's reaction when he entered Arthur Ashe Stadium. And that wasn't all. Take a look at what happened during the national anthem. Now, what's so stunning here is that the U.S. Tennis Association was really worried about the reaction that President Trump would get in Flushing Meadows. They were worried about the hostility. It's not just New York City. That's one of the things you have to get. It's not just New York City being the single most liberal enclaves in the world. It's that professional tennis itself is very liberal. There's actually been a number of studies on the political proclivities of sports fans, and those studies found that tennis, along with the WNBA, tend to attract an inordinate amount of liberals, whereas NASCAR and the UFC, of course, attract conservatives. So Trump had two things going against him there. He visited not just one of the most liberal left-wing cities in the world, but he was attending a sporting event that attracts an inordinate amount of leftists. And so the U.S. Tennis Association actually preemptively sent out a memo to all the major networks asking them to censor what they expected to be all these mass protests against President Trump at Arthur Ashe Stadium. And yes, there were protesters, but they were all outside the stadium, and they were, frankly, pitiful. Take a look.
Trump must go now.
Trump must go now.
Boo Trump today.
Boo Trump today.
Boo Trump today.
Boo Trump today.
November 5th, come to New
November 5th, come to D.C.
Boo Trump today!
Boo Trump today!
Trump must go now!
Trump must go now!
Trump must go now!
Trump must go now!
Boo Trump today!
Boo Trump today!
Could you say and spell your name for me?
Boo Trump today! Boo Trump today! I mean, I'm being dead serious here. Who could possibly take these freaks of nature seriously? I mean, who? What kind of moral zombie do you have to be to stand outside and make an utter fool of yourself like that and think that you're making a difference? So protesters were telling everyone walking into Arthur Ashe Stadium to boo the president. Boo Trump today! And then make sure you come to D.C. on November 5th to protest against an 80% reduction in crime. Well, as you just saw there with your own eyes, how did the vast majority of the people who encountered those protesters react? Again, this is the heart of New York City. This is a liberal sport. How did they react? They ignored him. Yeah, sure, there was a fist pump here or there, but the super majority of attendees just walked right past them without so much as even acknowledging them. Just tennis fans ignoring the political theater entirely. And you heard with your own ears when Trump appeared on the Jumbotron during the national anthem. I mean, something remarkable occurred. Yes, there were boos. Of course, this is New York City and is one of the most liberal sports to boot. But you heard it yourself. There were a heck of a lot of cheers and adoration as well. Now, of course, that was not supposed to happen. First, as far as the woke left is concerned, well, frankly, they didn't expect Trump to show up in New York City at the U.S. Open to begin with, right? They were pretty shocked that Trump was even there in the first place. And make no mistake, the legacy media already had their headlines pre-written, right? The New York Times, which I frankly wouldn't even use as toilet paper at this point, but they tried to convince their dwindling readership that Trump was met with mostly boos. At least they tacitly acknowledged that there were cheers, unlike Variety. The left-wing activists there only mentioned the boos. The failed rag Rolling Stone went even further. They claimed that Trump was booed repeatedly. He wasn't just booed, he was booed time and time and time again. Yeah, right. The lying legacy, that's all they do, is lie. But here is what they're not showing you. Trump went out into the stands and started signing MAGA hats and throwing them out in the crowd. I assure you, this is not what the U.S. Tennis Association expected. They were so concerned about negative optics that they tried to censor audience reactions entirely. And as it turns out, they didn't have to. And make no mistake, this media manipulation isn't just about crowd reactions. It's been happening all year with Trump's economic policies. Back in April, CNN declared, I kid you not, this is the market's worst start in modern history. They even compared it to the Great Depression. The lunatic left claimed tariffs were reckless and inflation would skyrocket and the market would crash to Depression-era levels. Now, of course, none of that happened. CNBC was forced to admit growth was even stronger than initially thought. And consumer spending rose, GDP is up, inflation remains low and stable, and the stock markets reached record highs this year, already up over 11%. But here's what's really interesting. Not all stocks are doing well. This is interesting. Woke companies like Target, they're down 30% this year. Cracker Barrel lost over $100 million after their foray into wokeism backfired spectacularly. Meanwhile, companies like American Eagle, they're crushing it with their pro-conservative stance. Their stock is up nearly 50% just in the last month. It finally pays to be a patriot. Well, that's what America's golden age is all about. But if you just sit on the sidelines, you're going to miss out on what could be the most prosperous time in U.S. history, which is why I'm so excited. Our good friend Mark Wilburn of Neos Capital has agreed to host another one of his live Golden Age summits for our listeners this Thursday, September 11th, and Saturday, September 13th. Mark is a stock market expert and an excellent teacher. All year, I've heard stories from Patriots who, after attending Mark's training, went from knowing nothing about trading stocks to building real wealth for their families. Mark regularly charges over $200 for this type of training, but as a personal favor to Turley Talk listeners, he's been agreed to do this at no charge whatsoever. It's absolutely free. You cannot miss this opportunity. Go to goldenagetraining.com right now to secure your spot. We're living in America's golden age. It's time to take bold moves to build the legacy we want for our families. Go to goldenagetraining.com right now to reserve your spot today. Now, obviously, this isn't just about tennis. This ain't about a tennis match. What happened at the U.S. Open was that unfiltered public sentiment in America's most liberal stronghold was overwhelmingly favorable to the president that the ultra-woke lunatics at the New York Times hate. But here's what makes the U.S. Open reaction even more significant. It's not an isolated incident. It's part of a massive electoral earthquake that legacy media is already trying to downplay. The hard data from 2024 tells a story that completely contradicts everything the establishment predicted about Trump's urban appeal. In New York City alone, Trump increased his vote share by an unprecedented 7 percentage points from 23% in 2020 to 30% in 2024. That represents nearly 100,000 additional votes in the nation's most liberal stronghold. To put that in perspective, Trump performed better in New York City than any Republican presidential candidate since George Herbert Walker Bush back in 1988. The gains weren't just citywide. They were borough by borough, neighborhood by neighborhood. So in the Bronx, Trump nearly doubled his support from 16% to 27% in 11 point surge. In Queens, his birthplace, Trump jumped from 27% support in 2020 to 37% support in 2024, a 10-point increase. And even in deep blue Manhattan, Trump gained 5 percentage points. But New York wasn't unique. According to a comprehensive analysis by the Economic Innovation Group, Trump received a larger share of the vote in 9 out of every 10 counties nationwide compared to 2020, with the shift most pronounced in large urban counties that typically favor Democrats. Trump improved by nearly 10 points across the board in large metro counties all across the nation when compared to his 2020 performance. And of course, as we've been analyzing all year now, this is largely because of the massive political shift among Latino voters, who shifted 25 points to the right since 2020. And they're swinging these historically blue urban districts way to the right with them. And what that's doing is it's killing any chance that a Democrat has of ever winning the White House back again, precisely because it's destroying the margins of victory they need to win in the general. Again, the point here is Trump does not have to win cities and urban districts to be effective here. He just has to shave off enough of the margins from the Democrats win to crush any chance they have at winning at the general election. Democrats traditionally rack up massive numbers in urban areas that overwhelm the more suburban and rural areas. But with the Latino vote shifting and with black men shifting so dramatically, remember Trump won 1 out of every 3 black men and he won Latino men by 10 points. With that shift, those margins that the Democrats need to overwhelm the rural and suburban vote vanish. So this is why Trump can walk into the heart of liberal America and receive cheers, autograph requests, and standing ovations. This is what the legacy media and the Democrats are so freaking out over. The applause, the hat signings, the standing ovations in the heart of New York City isn't just a political victory. It is a cultural earthquake. So what do you guys think? Let us know in the comments section below. And of course, don't forget to click on that link below and register for my good friend Mark Wilburn's free Golden Age training this Thursday, September 11th, and Saturday, September 13th. You're going to absolutely love it.
God bless, guys.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.